the heart of America, the sun is rising again. Live from the No Panic Zone, Studio G. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, March the 25th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, warning, do not drink the chemicals to clean your fish tank. Yes, they will kill the virus. They'll kill you too. No kidding, an Arizona couple actually did that. They drank cleaner and then blamed the press for the problem. Number two, Michigan school kids still sitting home. No plan, no direction, no idea what's going to happen. The reason? Maybe the unions just don't want to admit that online learning and homeschooling might do a far better job than some of their public schools. Just a thought. And number one, Governor Whitmer digging deeper into her numbers, predicting millions of deaths. Maybe as many as 660,000 here in Michigan. The question is, do the numbers work? Does the math work? If it does, 42 million Italians are going to be sick, 4 million dead. Now, is that really possible? And why are we not seeing now all the numbers? How many being tested? How many testing positive? How many testing negative? How many testing negative? That would be a critical number to know. Because Gretchen Whitmer made some very grave predictions about the pandemic we're facing with COVID-19. Forecasted millions of deaths in Italy. And a tragic situation in Michigan. In her declaration this week to shut down all non-essential workers and businesses in this state for at least 21 days, Governor Whitmer said, and I quote, "If we stay on our current trajectory, just like Italy, over 70% of our people could get infected with COVID-19. Of that 7 million projected, 1 million of those would be hospitalized. 1 million people in Michigan will need to be hospitalized. That's what the governor is projecting as a possibility. And I ask, what are you doing about it, Governor? Based on this assertion, not only is it going to become much worse in Michigan, Italy, according to the governor's math, is on its way to a stunning 42 million infections. Based on its current extremely high death rate of 9.5%, that would mean 4 million dead Italians. Has anyone predicted this kind of dire outcome for Italy? Anyone? Don't be mistaken. Italy is in bad shape right now with more than 70,000 infections and 7,000 deaths. But that is a whole apocalypse away from 42 million sick and 4 million dead. Governor Whitmer's numbers, as she said, would mean 7 million Michigan residents would acquire COVID-19 infections. And if you use the far more realistic 1% death rate, that would mean 70,000 Michigan residents are going to die. 70,000 Michigan residents are going to die. So it begs the question, if Governor Whitmer actually believes that, what is she doing about it? Are we building emergency hospitals like they are in New York? Are we asking for them to be built? Are we talking to the Army Corps of Engineers? Are we identifying buildings and campuses and places in Michigan to have emergency hospitals? Well, pretty much everywhere. 1 million people hospitalized. That's what she said. I didn't. 1 million of those would be hospitalized, she said, in shutting down the state for 21 days. Is she ready to lock Michigan down for more than 3 weeks? And where are these emergency hospitals being built? Now, in fairness, there's plenty of evidence that the rate of infection of COVID-19 is about 3 times the rate of seasonal flu. However, even those numbers not getting us to the point of pushing tens of thousands of Michigan residents into mass graves. What if the governor's right? And we are on a trajectory, her word, to have 70% of our state ill with COVID-19. And if she thinks that's going to happen, maybe she should also assume an Italian-style death rate of 9.5%. That would mean 665,000 Michigan residents would die as a result of this pandemic. For the record, a series of worst-case scenarios from a variety of sources and doctors and health organizations worldwide puts the total death rate in the United States, worst case, worst of the worst case, 2.8 million. That is if everything fails and the virus runs wild. That is the worst-case scenario for the entire country from a slew of so-called experts. And Governor Whitmer would have Michigan residents believe that a quarter of all the fatalities could come from here. That's a bit too doom and gloom for me, I'm going to be honest. That's too doom and gloom for me. I'm not saying there isn't reason for serious concern. There is. We've already seen the numbers explode for those infected. The number of dead continue to rise, including a 38-year-old 911 operator from Detroit. But that's because we're testing more. We're getting a picture that's more clear, a picture that's more complete. We're testing and testing and testing. But we need to remain sane and calm when discussing these potential outcomes. There is a world of difference between Milan, Italy, and Milan, Michigan. In fact, there are some key differences you should know about when it comes to comparing Italy and Michigan and the COVID-19 pandemic. First, Italy's about 20% larger, 116,000 square miles, give or take. Michigan, 96,000 square miles, give or take. The population of Italy, however, six times higher than that of Michigan, six times. With an average density of 540 people per square mile. It's a densely packed country in many places. Michigan's density, by comparison, 174 per square mile. So Italy's a bit larger, but they're packed in four times as thick. And let's be honest, population density is a huge factor and multiplier on how fast and how far an infectious disease may range. That's not different from COVID-19. Yes, Michigan, like any other state, will have significant health care challenges in the days to come, certainly in its most densely populated areas, like southeast Michigan, over the coming weeks. Many will die. Hospitals will likely face shortages and could be overrun with patients, and that combined with health care workers falling sick at the same time from the virus will only complicate the problems we face and how many friends and neighbors we may end up losing. But having said all of that, at this moment, looking at all the studies and all the information, I'm not willing to subscribe to the idea that we're going to lose somewhere between 70,000 and nearly 700,000 of our neighbors to COVID-19. Italy has just reached 70,000 infected and 7,000 dead. Governor Whitmer apparently predicting we'll have many times that. I'm going to say I'm sorry, but I defer to the math on this one and a Johns Hopkins University study that found the United States was better prepared for this pandemic than any nation on earth. And when did that happen? The end of 2019. Do you ever wonder if there are those among us that are just hoping that we get destroyed by this just so they can be right? That's a frightening notion too, isn't it? It's the No Panic Zone. We'll talk about it. We'll run the numbers. We'll break it down for you. And we'll get to the bottom line. It's what we do because we take it serious. We don't panic. We don't lose our heads. We focus on what needs to be done. And we focus with you. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the No Panic Zone. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. We know that given the public health emergency and the economic uncertainty that employees and employers across the state are facing, a lot of people have questions and concerns. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the information you need to continue in operation to serve your customers, to do right by your employees, and working together, we'll get get through the current situation. Thank you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.